Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The offseason program is over, but your questions kept coming, so let's answer them. The first one comes from Brandon in Woodbury. How did the Teddy Bridgewater to Mike Wallace connection look during OTAs? It looked great. Mike Wallace came in and hit the ground running. Norv Turner obviously knows how to use fast and explosive receivers, and he did that during the offseason program. Mike Wallace adds a great dimension to this offense, but the connection between Wallace and Bridgewater was good. Deep passes, short passes, they all looked good. I don't know if I've seen a quarterback and a receiver develop this good a chemistry this early in a receiver's tenure here. So all things look good on the Bridgewater to Wallace connection. The next question comes from Benjamin. Have you seen Teddy becoming more accurate when he throws it deep? If you remember last season, this was a criticism that many levied toward Bridgewater, but as the season went on, Teddy improved in this area. In fact, he was 14th in completion percentage downfield and 15th in QBR. So he improved as the season wore on, and he improved this offseason. The reason I expect Teddy can keep improving is because he's a good decision maker and does not force the ball where it doesn't belong. He's good with his timing. He delivers the ball quickly from the pocket, and he's developed good chemistry with his receivers, and he's also accurate. All of those traits are more important than arm strength when you're trying to throw the ball deep down the field. Teddy has all of those traits, so I expect him to continue to improve in this area. Chris has the next question. Do you think Charles Johnson will have more than 1,000 yards this year? If so, how many 1,000-yard receivers will we have? I don't know if Charles will get to the 1,000-yard mark. If he does, it won't surprise me because I think he has the ability to do so, and I think Norv Turner and Teddy Bridgewater are going to throw the ball enough to get a 1,000-yard receiver. Is it Charles Johnson, or is it Mike Wallace, or is it Cordarrelle Patterson? I'm not really sure, but keep in mind, we have number 28 in the backfield, so you have to share the football with all of those guys. The bottom line is it's not important to achieve individual success and reach those statistical milestones as individuals. You want to achieve statistical milestones as a team, and I think the Vikings are on the track to doing that. The next question comes from Matt. How has Stephon Diggs looked? Maryland fans speak highly of him and think he was a steal. The receiver we got out of the University of Maryland looked very good at the rookie minicamp and then throughout the offseason program, including in OTAs and the minicamp. He's quicker than fast. He can even contribute as a returner on special teams. I think the addition of Diggs gives the Vikings a good chance to bring as many as 6 wide receivers onto the active roster because Adam Thielen had a good spring as well. So the Vikings have a lot of talent at wide receiver. The next question comes from Wayne. Everson Griffin played well in his first season as a starter. Can we expect him to be an elite defensive end this year? Well, keep in mind, only 3 defensive ends had more sacks than Everson's 12 last season. So he's already approaching the elite or top 10 level, and I think you can continue to expect that from him this season. The Vikings defensive line is one of the strengths of the team. Everson is a big part of that. Remember, Coach Zimmer does not like to focus on just pass rushing for defensive linemen to gauge success. He also wants them to be good against the run, and Everson can do that as well. Continue to expect elite level play from Everson Griffin. The final question comes from Terry in Campbell, California. How did Audie Cole look during OTAs? Everyone focusing on Eric Kendricks as the Vikings' potential starting middle linebacker, but it could be Audie Cole as well. Don't be surprised if he wins that position battle in training camp. He had an impressive spring, including this interception and being a tackling machine, which Audie Cole has been during the time he's been here with the Vikings and has been on the field, is what is going to win the job for Audie Cole. That is going to be a great position battle to watch this summer at training camp. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week, so please continue to send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll talk to you next week.